What's ironic about that is when Paul and I did his interview, I kept mispronouncing his last name.
Yes. Payback.
So the company is called Voices Levon, and for this division, it's Voices Levon for Veterans. And we now live in an age that we can actually not just record things, but hear the stories and be able to pass them on. So what our process is that we interview and go through different life questions or military questions, and each of them become an individual segment, an individual link. And when it's done, you get a library of all the links. So for the WW2 Roundtable's website, we're going to start building it as an archive. So what we're going to be doing for free is, if anybody wants to tell a military story to get it linked to the site, we could do it over the phone or in person. And if anybody would like to do a full life interview, we also can do that over phone or in person, and that becomes a fundraiser. And we also can call everybody that knows somebody that's already deceased, to honor a military veteran that is gone, and get their collective thoughts on that person. So it's a very diverse way to be able to pass on the actual voice. We could do video, but the bottom line is you want to hear your voice last forever, and your kids hear it, and your grandkids. And my grandmother actually was born on Halloween, and she died 2 years ago, and I've got 95 tracks of her telling her life story that could be passed on. So there's a lot of unique ways it can help build family dynamics, because you start communicating more after you hear the stories themselves. But we have already veterans that will be the interviewers, and we're also going to be employing vets to interview vets and make it a fundraiser for other veteran organizations. So that's kind of the overview.
Don't you have papers on the table?
Yeah, oh yeah. On all the tables, if you'd like to just sign your name, we can name, phone number, email, whatever. We could follow up and over the phone, in person, conduct whatever you'd like. But it's a really cool initiative, and we're going to help kind of pass on a lot of memories and a lot of voice and a lot of stories to future generations.
Okay, thank you.
And everybody that's speaking tonight will also be on the World War II Roundtable's website. And Ronald Rosser, he actually is going to be doing a full life interview with us. So that's going to be also something else to be linked to the website.
Wonderful.